It took 7 months, but the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner's Office ruled 18-year-old Israel Rifa Hernandez's death as accidental through electrical discharge. That means he suffered cardiac arrest after being shot with a taser stun gun by Miami Beach police. Jorge Estomba is a member of the Justice for Rifa committee. He says Hernandez's death was no accident.
Israel Hernandez Jr. did not fall on a taser. Israel Hernandez Jr. was intentionally tasered to death. Israel Hernandez Jr. committed a misdemeanor. He did not have any weapons on him, according to all the police reports.
Estomba says the Hernandez family wants the officer responsible, Jorge Mercado, to be arrested or at least suspended without pay. Mercado was put on paid administrative leave after the killing. Terry Chavez is a spokeswoman for Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle. In a prepared statement, she said the state attorney's office is still waiting to get information from Miami Beach Police before it can complete its investigation.
Our decision will be based upon the totality of the facts, and once we have received everything from the police department, our office will move forward, finalizing our report based on the evidence, the testimony of witnesses, and the law.
Chavez says right now there's no timetable for the state attorney to finish the investigation. I'm Hillary Lindwall in Miami.